And hello and welcome. I am Luke and I'm going to be subbing today for Bird Brand. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Got a lot of good music for you coming up, but first off, as an homage to one of my friends who really, really likes this song, I will be playing Arlo Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant Massacre, which is quite a long song, so tune in. Stay around, and I hope you enjoy. Here we go.
This song's called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. But Alice's Restaurant is not the name of the restaurant. That's just the name of the song. And that's why I call the song Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Now it all started two Thanksgivings ago. It was on 2 years ago on Thanksgiving when my friend and I went up to visit Alice at the restaurant. But Alice doesn't live in the restaurant. She lives in the church nearby the restaurant in the bell tower with her husband Ray and Facha's a dog. And living in the bell tower like that, they got a lot of room downstairs where the pews used to be. And having all that room, seeing as how they took out all the pews, they decided that they didn't have to take out their garbage for a long time. We got up there, we found all the garbage in there, and we decided it'd be a friendly gesture for us to take the garbage down to the city dump. So we took the half a ton of garbage, put it in the back of a red VW microbus, took shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, and headed on toward the city dump. Well, we got there and there's a big sign and a chain across the dump saying closed on Thanksgiving. And we had never heard of a dump closed on Thanksgiving before. And with tears in our eyes, we drove off into the sunset looking for another place to put the garbage. We didn't find one till we came to a side road. And off the side of the side road was another 15-foot cliff. And at the bottom of the cliff was another pile of garbage. And we decided that one big pile's better than two little piles, and rather than bring that one up, we decided to throw ours down. That's what we did. Drove back to the church, had a Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, went to sleep and didn't get up until the next morning when we got a phone call from Officer Obie. He said, "Kid, we found your name on an envelope at the bottom of a half a ton of garbage, and wanted to know if you had any information about it." And I said, "Yes, sir, Officer Obie, cannot tell a lie. I put that envelope under that garbage." After speaking to Obie for about 45 minutes on the telephone, we finally arrived at the truth of the matter and said that we had to go down and pick up the garbage, and also had to go down and speak to him at the police officer station. So we got in the red VW microbus with the shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, headed on toward the police officer station. Now, friends, there was only one or two things that Obie could have done at the police station, and the first was that he could have given us a medal for being so brave and honest on the telephone, which wasn't very likely, and we didn't expect it. Another thing was that he could have bawled us out and told us never to be seen driving garbage around the vicinity again, which is what we expected. But when we got to the police officer station, there was a third possibility that we hadn't even counted upon, and we was both immediately arrested, handcuffed. And I said, "Obie, I don't think I can pick up the garbage with these handcuffs on." He said, "Shut up, kid. get in the back of the patrol car, and that's what we did. Sat in the back of the patrol car and drove to the quote scene of the crime, unquote. I want to tell you about the town of Stockbridge, Massachusetts, where this happened. Here they got three stop signs, two police officers and one police car. But when we got to the scene of the crime, there was five police officers and three police cars, being the biggest crime of the last 50 years. And everybody wanted to get in the newspaper story about it. And they was using up all kinds of cop equipment that they had hanging around the police officer station. They was taking plaster, tire track, footprints, dog smelling prints, and they took 27 8x10 color glossy photographs with circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. Took pictures of the approach, the getaway, the northwest corner, the southwest corner, and that's not to mention the aerial photography. After the ordeal, we went back to the jail. Obi said he was gonna put us in the cell. Said, kid, I'm gonna put you in the cell. I want your wallet and your belt. And I said, Obi, I can understand you want my wallet so I don't have any money to spend in the cell, but what do you want my belt for? And it said, kid, we don't want any hangings. Said, Obi, did you think I was gonna hang myself for littering? Obi said he was making sure, and friends Obi was, cause he took out the toilet seat so I couldn't hit myself over the head and drown. And he took out the toilet paper so I couldn't bend the bars, roll the toilet paper out the window, slide down the roll and have an escape. Obi was making sure, and it was about 4 or 5 hours later that Alice, remember Alice? It's a song about Alice. Alice came by and with a few nasty words to Obi on the side, bailed us out of jail. We went back to the church, had another Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, and didn't get up until the next morning when we all had to go to court. We walked in, sat down. Obi came in with the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back each one. Sat down. Man came in, said, all rise. We all stood up, and Obi stood up with the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures. And the judge walked in, sat down with the CNI dog, and he sat down. We sat down. Obi looked at the CNI dog. And then the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and looked at the CNI dog. And then the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and began to cry, cause Obi came to the realization that it was a typical case of American blind justice and there wasn't nothing he could do about it. And the judge wasn't gonna look at the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. And we was fined $50 and had to pick up the garbage in the snow, but that's not what I came to tell you about. Came to talk about the draft. You got a building down New York City, it's called Whitehall Street, where you walk in and you get injected, inspected, detected, infected, neglected, and selected. I went down to get my physical examination one day, and I walked in, I sat down, got good and drunk the night before, so I looked and felt my best when I went in that morning. Cause I wanted to look like the all-American kid from New York City. Man, I wanted to feel like the I wanted to be the all-American kid from New York. And I walked in, sat down, I was hung down, brung down, hung up, and all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things. And I walked in, I sat down, they gave me a piece of paper, said, kid, see the psychiatrist, room 604. And I went up there, I said, shrink, I want to kill. And I want to kill. I want to see blood and gore and guts and veins in my teeth. Eat dead, burnt bodies. I mean, kill. Kill, kill, kill! And I started jumping up and down, yelling, kill, kill! And it started jumping up and down with me, and we was both jumping up and down, yelling, kill, kill! And the sergeant came over, pinned the medal on me, sent me down the hall, said, you're our boy. And you feel too good about it, huh? proceeded on down the hall, getting more injections, inspections, detections, neglections, and all kinds of stuff that they was doing to me at the thing there. And I was there for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. I was there for a long time, going through all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things, and I was just having a tough time there. And they was inspecting, injecting every single part of me, and they wasn't leaving no part untouched. Proceeded through, and I went, finally came to see the very last man. I walked in, sat down after a whole big thing there, and I walked up and said, "What do you want?" He said, "Kid, we only got one question. Have you ever been arrested?" I proceeded to tell him the story of Alice's restaurant, Massacree, with full orchestration and five-part harmony and stuff like that, and then all the phenomena stopped me right there and said, "Kid, did you ever go to court?" I proceeded to tell him the story of the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and stopped me right there and said, "Kid, I want you to go over and sit down on that bench that says Group W. Now, kid!" And I walked over to the bench there, and there's Group W is where they put you if you may not be moral enough to join the army after committing your special crime. And here was all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly-looking people on the bench. There's mothers, father stabbers, father. Sitting right there on the bench next to me, and one, he was mean and nasty and ugly and horrible and crime-fighting guys are sitting there on the bench, and the meanest, ugliest, nastiest one, the meanest father raper of them all, was coming over to me, and he was mean and ugly and nasty and horrible and all kinds of things, and he sat down next to me and said, "Kid, what'd you get?" I said, "I didn't get nothing. I had to pay $50 and pick up the garbage." I said, "What were you arrested for, kid?" And I said, "Littering." And they all moved away from me on the bench there, and carry eyeballing all kinds of mean, nasty things, till I said, "And creating a nuisance." And they all came back, shook my hand, and we had a great time on the bench talking about crime, mother staff, all kinds of groovy things that we was talking about on the bench. And everything was fine, we were smoking cigarettes and all kinds of things, until the sergeant came over, had some paper in his hand, held it up and said, "Kids, this piece of paper's got 47 words, 37 sentences, 58 words. We want to know details of the crime, time, crime, and else kind of thing. Got to say, pretend to about the crime. Want to know the rest of the officer's name, and else kind of thing. You got to say, and talk for 45 minutes, and nobody understood a word that he said. But we had fun filling out the forms and playing with the pencils on the bench there. And I filled out the Massacree with the four-part harmony and wrote it down there just like it was, and everything was fine, and I put down a pencil and I turned over the piece of paper, and there on the other side, in the middle of the other side, away from everything else on the other side, in parentheses, capital letters, quotated, read the following words: "Kid, you rehabilitated yourself." I went over to the sergeant and said, "Sergeant, you've got a lot of damn gall to ask me if I've rehabilitated myself. I'm sitting here on a bench. I mean, I'm sitting here on the Group W bench, 'cause you want to know if I'm moral enough to join the army, burn women, kids, houses, and villages after being a litter bug." He looked at me and said, "Kid, we don't like your kind. And we're gonna send your fingerprints off to Washington and friends. Somewhere in Washington, enshrined in some little folders, a study in black and white of my fingerprints. And the only reason I'm singing you the song now is because you may know somebody in a similar situation. Or you may be in a similar situation. And if you're in a situation like that, there's only one thing you can do. Is walk into the shrink wherever you are. Just walk in and say, shrink. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant and walk out. You know, if one person, just one person does it, they may think he's really sick and they won't take him. And if two people do it in harmony, they think they're both fat and it won't take either of them. And if three people do it, can you imagine three people walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out? They may think it's an organization. And can you imagine 50 people a day? I said 50 people a day walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out. And friends, they may think it's a movement. And that's what it is. The Alice's restaurant anti-massacre creed movement. And all you gotta do to join is to sing it the next time it comes around on the guitar with feeling. So we'll wait till it comes around on the guitar here. Sing it when it does. Here it comes. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. That was horrible. You want to end war and stuff, you gotta sing loud. You could put a lot. I've been singing the song now for 25 minutes. I could sing it for another 25 minutes. I'm not proud. Or tired. So we'll wait till it comes around again. And this time with four-part harmony and feeling. We're just waiting for it to come around is what we're doing. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant, excepting Alice. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. So walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. At Alice's restaurant.
And now to read a bit of an announcement. Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Never give up until they buckle up. Go to safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. And that was Arlo Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant Massacre. And next up, we've got one of many suggestions that I'm playing today. We've got a song called Strawberries by a band called Camp.
be my mind. Don't like to think for myself all of the time, man. Be my soul. Look into these eyes like no one before. Be my light. Sunrise laughing cause we stayed up all night. Be my map. We'll leave with all the treasure we can grab. Ooh. Be my lake, summer sand and a strawberry milkshake. Be my pride, stay under my skin, don't let me take what is not mine. Be my house, strong and sturdy, far from town. Be my home. Think of all the places we'll go. Be my blood, or I'd shoot the moon. Wouldn't be enough. Be my books, head on your shoulder with damn good looks. Be my hands, and I'll paint your picture, darling, the best I can. Be my heart, and I've got you in the end. I wish I had you from the start.
Coming down, I feel
feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
I've been wearing my hoops, I've been wearing my big old silver hoops. I've been walking around the house in them, babe. I've been chilling on my couch in them. I'm accenting with socks, I'm accenting with brightly colored socks. I've been putting a show on for me, babe. I'm the only one who knows it. It's whatever we feel, it's whatever we wanna do. It's whatever we feel, whatever we wanna do. It's whatever we wanna do. It's whatever we feel. Whatever we wanna do. It's the thing I wanna do. It's the thing I wanna do. I'm doing it. It's just the thing I wanna do. It's the thing I wanna hit the band. I've been closing up shop, and I've been winning when they say that I would not die. I've been standing up to all of them, babe. I've been answering a call for them. I quit playing them games. Address me by all three of my names, 'cause I'm getting official about it, babe. I've been all kinds of diligent. Now it's just what I feel. It's whatever I wanna do. It's whatever I feel, but I wanna do whatever I wanna do. It's whatever I feel. It's whatever I wanna do. It's whatever I feel. do is the thing I wanna do, I'm doing it. And if you don't agree, I'm gonna keep doing me. Keep doing you though, cause that's important too. It's whatever you feel. No, it's whatever you wanna do. It's whatever you feel like. It's whatever you wanna do. It's the thing that you want. I didn't make it to the end. Graduate, get a job without my friends. I get all kinds of sad when I think about it. I get all kinds of sorry for it. Catch my vibe. Ooh, long rides with the people in my tribe. Come and I'll put a show on for ya, babe. Go tell everyone you know about it. If you don't know, I'm gonna tell you about it. It's whatever we feel. Whatever I feel, but I'm gonna whatever I wanna do. It's whatever we feel, whatever we wanna do. It's the thing I wanna do, it's the thing I wanna do, I'm doing it. It's just the thing I wanna do, it's the thing I wanna do, I'm doing it.
Between.
And that was Close to You by Dayglo, which is a really fun song for me because it's actually, I think, one of the first songs I played on radio in college, which was really neat. My show last spring semester, so a year ago now, which was called Leagues Below the City Sky, I believe that song by Dayglo is actually one of the first songs that I played, which is really cool and a really good memory. Yeah, but I'm Luke. If you've forgotten, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am subbing today for Gabe from Birdbrained, and in honor of him, as he requested, I played a Bob Dylan song. I played Knocking on Heaven's Door. Also in there, we had some Jimmy Buffett. We had some Sammy Ray. We started old school. I think we're getting more and more kind of new school. Not that any of these artists would go to the same school even, but it's neat. It's just a lot of feel-good music. I hope your afternoon is going well. Thanks for tuning in. And we got some weather for you if you want it. Today it is currently sunny and 28 out. Looks like tomorrow it's going to come up to mid-high 30s, but be cloudy all day. Wednesday, it's looking like it might break 41 as a high and be partially cloudy. And Thursday and Friday are going to be pretty similar, but they will be dropping back down in the 30s with partial cloud cover. And looking ahead to next week, there might be some precipitation Monday or Sunday going into Monday, but that's a full week away. We don't got to worry about that right now. For now, it's looking like cold for sure, but more winter, there's some clear skies and some precipitationless days, which is nice. And yeah, we got some good songs coming up. So next is going to be Fine by Me by Andy Grammer. And actually, just now when I was putting his name into the system, I realized that it's spelled G-R-A-M-M-E-R. I don't know why I thought it was spelled grammar, like the grammar that they teach you in school, but that is absolutely how I wrote it. Though I'm sure he's good at that too, if he's a musician. And here's Fine by Me.
Yeah. You're not the type of girl to remain with the guy too shy, too afraid to say he'll give his heart to you forever. I'm not the boy that will fall to his knees with the sans class type begging you please to stay with him for worse or for better. But I'm staring at you now, there's no one else around. I'm thinking you're the girl for me. I'm just saying it's fine by me.
Never leave, and we can live like this forever. It's fine. know it's a little old-fashioned. Holding hands, I'll start to romance in.
Around 4 days, this porch on which I pace, 'cause I need your mind, I need yours.
You stole my breath away, you swore to me you'd stay. I found something that I adore. Oh, how are we supposed to go on, not knowing if you leave the way things we'd scream. Hey! Now, kid, let's knock it me. 'Cause I need your mind, I need me yours.
Four walls and fancy friends. Don't need me, none of them.
And that was a song called Crazy Bird by a band called Wild Child. And I like songs that have a whistling part in them. I think partially because I can whistle better than I can sing. I think that's part of why I like them so much. But I think I'm going to play one more song and then head out on the earlier side today. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. I hope you had a good time listening because I had a good time being here. And yeah, have a good rest of your day. I'm going to leave you guys with a lo-fi sort of study type song that I've been really into recently. And it is called Luminous, and it sounds luminous. So that is very fitting.
Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.